בשולחן ערוך הר חיים, עירב חצי יום הראשון לרוח צפון, והשני לרוח דרום. Remember that case? Half a day to the north and half a day to the south. It doesn't work. That was today's blood, right? Yeah, that's why he said it twice. You guys know half a day one way, half a day the other way. It's funny, they switch from north to south and from east to west.
Yeah,
that's funny. The other door. Shetoah made a mistake. So the Mechaber Paskins lo yozes min kaimai. He can't move because he doesn't know if his Erev is on the north. His Erev is on the north of the city or the south of the city. We'll soon see that in this case,
he can stay in the city.
He can't move out of his Dalai Lama's because he doesn't know if his Erev is this way or that way, which Erev is Kaina. See, what Yudim, but the Olim didn't realize. I mentioned it in Shulchan Aruch this morning in Shir.
Why?
Once Shabbos comes and you don't know which Erev you have, you can decide on Shabbos.
You still can't go around the whole city.
Well, maybe the city has walls that's like Dalai Lama's. That we'll learn already. Lo yozes mim komo. Shein yodeya eiz erev yiknala. Which is fascinating because I'm sure the Olam thought, like Tzvi said in the daf this morning, of course the first one is Kaina. No, it's a suffix. Vim lo nasan erev suf al payim. Let's say you did a thousand.
He did them simultaneously.
Right.
There is no
like
first play
in Europe.
He didn't say he says it was
later. Maybe he says that later. Vim lo nasan, I mentioned that this morning. Lo nasan erev, we're talking, and not that he made the erev in the middle of the day. At the beginning of the day, Ben Hashmashes, he wanted an Erev to be kind of the first half of the day to the north, and the other side, the second half of the day, I'll go to the south. So now he doesn't know where, so which Erev works? We don't know. So he can't go to the south because Erev in the north. He can't go to the north because of Erev in the south. He doesn't know which Erev he has. So it says he's stuck. Vim lonos in the Erev sof alpayim. Let's see, just a thousand or a thousand. So from each Erev, he can walk to the other Erev, like we had in the end of today's daf. In other words, l'chumra, you have to keep both Erevin. He named it Pashta Demulsa. Kivega says Pashtas, and that's, we'll leave it this week. This week we will not see why this is false. This is Pashta Demulsa. Havalei, huanchei nami adin, b'vchatzei yom rishon l'uch ploni, v'sheinu hev yeshuas b'vesi. And it doesn't make a difference that half a day to the north and half a day to the south, or half a day to the north and half a day, no Erev. You don't know which works. Lios Kimneiri. Dolech Mashiach Shalach Makam Shneim. Davisachim Yikne Lo Shvisas Makam Ruvo Shikne Shvisas Bebeza. Kivega's reasoning, what's the difference if I don't know if I should go to the north this way or to the south that way, or maybe half a day to the north and halfway to the house? Same thing. Now I'll be honest to them. I didn't get there yet to this piece, but we have a long road to get. We have now. I think you have to look on with some of them. I wasn't so optimistic. Now you got to look on. You get. You don't try it. David Lamed, I wouldn't try to do this with my heart.
Shmiya Korea.
I would look in. Sorry.
When you said yesterday with Bray Riff, you did to one direction in his house, that's Machlokes, right?
If that's Bray Riff, but I had a ride from the Gemara. I spoke out the Ramban, then I had a Beferish Gemara. I haven't found that Kasha
that
yet.
A good raya, I don't think.
I thought it was
today's
a good raya.
At the end of the day? Because I think it's a big difference between if somebody's choosing it later or it's all the predetermined. That's the big difference.
If you're not, remember, Bachacham the Mizrach, Bachacham the Marav, you're not choosing it, then Bachacham the Mizrach. You're making it tonight, you're not choosing.
No, he's choosing which Chacham he wants.
We'll get to Breira. We'll get to Breira tonight a little bit. Let's go a bit Miskalka. Let's start from Lamed Hayna. Now we'll go to the Machlekes, Safek, Erev, Kosher, or not. Miskalgel, Chutz, Letchum, O Nisrath. The four cases in the Mishnah. It rolled out of the tchum, it got burnt, or the tchum became tmeya, or a heap fell on it. Mibod yom, ain't no erev. M'sheich harei zeref. Safeg. Classic Mishnah, lamed hei, safeg. Rameya, Rav Yossi, omrim, harei zeh chamel gomar. Rameya and Rav Yehuda, I'm sorry, say it's chamel gomar. So Rameya, Rav Yehuda, chamel gomar. In other words, you have a safeg if your erev is chal or not. So you can't go, you're a chamel gomar. You're stuck in both directions. Be safeg. You're restricted to your house, and we suffik to the erev. You're a chamor gamal. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim suffik erev kosh. Safek Erev is kasher. Ula locha kaimlan b'shulchan aruch. Krab Yossi, tough test. Krab Yossi, Safek Erev kasher. Now why? We paskin Safek Erev is kasher even when there's no cheskas kashrus. See, the Gemara is muchach in that difficult shakla v'tarya that Rabbi Yossi is only machshir if there's a cheskas kashrus. Cheskas kashrus means it was good truma, you don't know if it became tamei, we don't know if it got burnt, but at a cheskas kashrus the erev. Now he says, l'alocha kaimlum shulchan aruch. Also, v'afinich behev v'venosh moshes, kaimlum z'gemar b'meh madlikim in Shabbos, v'erev erev. Now, when you put an Erev, make an Erev Tchum in Bein HaShemashes, there's no Cheskas Kashrus. There is no Cheskas Kashrus. And yet we bask in Suffolk Erev is kosher. Kshitas Rashi, Peg Beis, the Shabbos, V'arambam. Smachlug is how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is a stira. If you can make an Erev Bein HaShemashes. And Gemara is mechabdin Erev Tchumim and Erev Chatzeres. So Rashi and the Rambam learn that Erev Tchumim, you can make Bein HaShemashes. Suffolk Erev is kosher. The kosher. Freight Rabbi Kiveh. The besugin mashma in erevin lamin hay the mashma maker Rabbi Yosi besafik erev who rak mishum cheskas kashrus the erev. Remember all those theories? The Gemara says, "Oh, here Rabbi Yosi has the steer Rabbi Yosi." Gemara says, "Oh, here there's a cheskas kashrus." By the case of Rabbi Yosi and our mishnah lamin hay, is a cheskas kashrus. Dash to the nitma. Rashi says, "Ashu the nitma." I would say it rolled away later, or it got tameh later, or it got burnt later. Ashtu the nitma. Vim came in near Ruv Ben Hashmashes. So why do we paskin its kosher? Lo shachin in Ruv Erev. So he gives a beautiful teretz. Evan Isis says this for Yishlama. This we mentioned in the daf. The Rabbi Yosi l'shitas Rabbi Yosi. As I spoke out, what's the din by a suffik that Rabbam with a cheskas issa? The machloikis anamid beis on top there with the mikveh case. If the mikveh had 40 saw, didn't have 40 saw, by a tumah d'rabbanan. By a tumah d'rabbanan, when there's a cheskas issa, I didn't know if he went to the mikveh. Remember, he has a tumah d'rabbanan, it's a cheskas tameh. So safik d'rabbanan l'kula, Rab Meir holds, despite wow. The machloikis of Meir and Rab Yosi.
Does the mikveh have a chazaka?
No, not necessarily. It's a mikveh. No chazaka.
It's right now, it's down.
But nobody.
No,
knew.
If it added.
Nobody knew.
Right,
for years,
right.
They didn't
check. Yeah, it says lo nimda. Lo nimda.
Yeah, but that was a different. Yeah, the Gemara says lo nimda.
Right, that's okay.
And no chazaka. Right. Yes. And yet, there's no chazaka there because remember, safik taval, safik lo taval. Imtil toma taval, abam sa. Right. So there's no cheskas kashrus there. So
there's
a cheskas tuma, and the man is a cheskas tuma. So yet, so Rabbi Yosi is machmir v'yishlama. The Rabbi Yosi l'shitasai, according to Rabbi Yosi, you can only machshir an erev if there's a cheskas kashrus, because the savor gabe safek taval, the sfeik rabbanim beschazik isura lechumra. Sfeik rabbanim beschazik isura lechumra. Umisham hachi hachanami be'erev. By Erev, now what chazaka is there? Here we need Rashi's new chazaka. Tika chazaka da medla tchum beisai. See, this is not clear. We spoke this out in the daf. I don't even know if I found it. Rashi holds as a cheskas tchum beisai.
Rashi says it's a perfection.
Yeah, we have it on the daf.
I'm one of these daf. Rashi said this invented. Taisis is a little sfeketzach. But Rashi says, you have a cheskas tchum beisai.
What does that mean, cheskas tchum beisai?
It means if you don't have an air, if you're muchzak, that your tchum is from your house. It's a chazaka that my tchum is where I live. A new chazaka. Cheskas tchum beisai. As I state in Rashi. So if you have a suffik erev, so you have cheskas tchum beisai. So if you wouldn't have a chazaka on the erev being kosher, you'd have a cheskas tchum beisai, and Rabbi Yosi holds the suffik rabbanon is lechumra when you have a cheskas iser. So Rabbi Yosi is only machshir the erev because to combat this Rashi's new chazak of cheskas tchum beisai, you have the cheskas kashrus of the erev, so they balance each other off. So it says, so David el cheskas tchum beisai, kvirsh Rashi, bina cheskas kashrus, they have kenegdo. But, see this, I wasn't sure. I thought it's machlag zachrayinim. I always say this is machlag zachrayinim. The Rabbi Kivega says, l'didon de kaimlan krab meyem. We paskin that a suffek the rabbanon is l'kula even with a cheskas issim.
So that's
Machalik Rabbi Yosi. Yeah. And we paskin. So I always thought it's Machalik Zachrayim. I think it is a machlekes, but Rav Vega says, we paskin like Rav Meir. That is, you know, I don't know how you paskin, but it's suffix to Rabbanan, but a cheskas is. It's now gay a million times. Suffix to Rabbanan with a cheskas is. So Rav Vega says, Lidi don de kaimalan. See, I have in my brain that it's a machlek zachreinim, but okay. So Rabbi Kivega could be it is a machlek zachreinim. Rabbi Kivega says clearly, l'didan the kaimelon krab meyer, but I feel beschazik isura safik rabban lekula. So that's why we hold if you make an erev ben hashmashes, it's kosher, because even though this cheskas trumbeso safik is rabban lekula, despite the fact there's a cheskas iser. See, I have a cheskas trumbeso. Then I make a neiv tchum in bein hashmashes. So the chazak is that I don't have neiv. The status quo, Rashi is saying that your status quo is you don't have, you have the 2,000. Makes sense, l'cha Rashi. My status quo is I got 2,000 amas. This way, through my house. That's the status quo. Now you want to know, maybe you made an neiv of bein hashmashes. So it's l'kula, sub drabban l'kula, even though you're going against the chazaka. See, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold this way.
Why aren't you negating the chazak? The fact that you are attempting to make an neiv. Question whether it's soft, whether it's good.
Because
or not,
normally you want to be
knocked out. The chazak
is the suffix.
No, the chazak whether it worked or not. But you did something physically to negate that cheskas.
I don't mean physically, but what you did is a suffix. We don't. You created
that's
a suffix.
You created the
right. You made an error of ben hashmashes. Yes, and the chazak is.
The fact that he made it ben hashmashes makes right. It a suffix.
Right, but he has a chazak that he doesn't have an error. The status quo is they have no error. So according to Rabbi Meir. Safik Rabban is Lakula to go against the Chazaka Mishumachi. This is a simple Cheshbin, Rabbi. We said this over in the Daf.
The problem is a Bein HaShemashes Safik part here. I mean, even though we say Chilas Ayyam, Rasayf Ayyam,
the problem is the Bein HaShemashes, we don't know. Is it the end of the. What is it? Is it still Friday? Is it Shabbos already? The whole Bein HaShemashes.
Does he want it to work?
Suppose he wants to go the other way.
Does he want it to work?
That's what
he doesn't want
to do. Suppose he wants to go the other way.
That we're going to talk
about. That's what we're talking about.
We're going to talk about
it. According to this,
okay, the title. We'll, as much as we can get, we'll go into what we can get into. It's such a fascinating shtickle. It's nogei the whole sugya. As in the daf, as in the morning, I constantly been throwing around this Rabbi Kivega. So he says, "Abi iri bein hashmashes, the ches taschum beisai, the leka ches taschas kanagdo, afilu achis feikol lechula, v'chem atzasi kaz because you have an oyz apeng dal d'shab." Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Kivega was machavim to Rebbe Oizer. So that's why Rabbi Yossi himself, it's Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai. Rabbi Yossi can only machshir an Erev in a Safek if there's a cheskas kashrus on the Erev. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that an Issa Rabban with a cheskas bed, you're not Mekel. But we hold like Rabbi Meir. Not like Rabbi Yossi in that machlekes. So therefore we can bask in Safek if it's kasher, even if there's no cheskas kashrus. Amam yesh lain tuva. Amai kailam bedina anal be'erv chatzei yom l'ruch zeh. V'ashem l'ruch achar. Okay, now we go back to the first chapter, paragraph. We paskin anal be'erv chatzei yom l'ruch zeh. V'ashem l'ruch achar. T'nos lev chumri shneyem. Right? V'hi braisa. Next daf.
Why don't
you
give the
chumra
of both of them? So
it depends. Oh, if you split the Dalai it depends how far. If they're 2,000 amas away, you can only walk in between. If they're 4,000 amas away, you can't move.
Can't move.
Yeah. Stop. So, to know some chumrish name, v'hi braisa arucha be'eriv in dafnun. It's a braisa in dafnun. We didn't get there yet. It's a braisa aruch be'eriv in dafnun. And we'll see that we really had it. And we'll see that Lamed Ches is going to bring it. Hakiv and the Kaiman Suffolk Air of Kosher. Since we baskin Suffolk Air of Kosher, Roilit and Lomikule Shneim. What do you mean, Mechumre Shneim? Suffolk Air of his Kosher. So we should give Mikule Shneim. Okay, you're right. He's going to get there. Should give him Mikule Shneim. Was that Afla Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi, you know why? Yeah, Din Kane. The Kan Loshea Cheskas Chum Beisai. He has no Cheskas Chum Beisai. He is either there or there. There's no cheskas trum beisai. Normally I have cheskas trum beisai. But here there's no cheskas. See, safik drabban lakula, if not against the chazak, everyone knows safik drabban lakula. So why can't you say safik drabban lakula and be makel both of them?
You should be able to go both ways. That's what he's saying.
Unless he means you should be able to pick.
pick. I think pick. That's what
happens. Okay. Kevin the bank of Kevinkach. The side with Chumbeis of a Savrag Bezekonik to Rokonik. Come on, can you slide? Besugi David Lamed Ches. Hang to Gadaf. Lamed Ches is hang to Gadaf. Yeah, I think so, right? Lamed Ches. Rabbonin Sfuki Mesapkalo. Oh. Kedushach. Yantif and Shabbos. I don't know if you're Oilam Chaim. Our Oilam had a big trouble understanding Yantif and Shabbos Kedushach. What that means. We paskin like Rabbi Loza. I said, don't feel bad. We paskin shtei kedushas. But the Rabbanan, asfuki misapkalo. If Yantiv and Shabbos is two kedushas or one long kedusha, it's one long holy day. Rabbanan, asfuki misapkalo. Remember, Rabbi Loza holds shtei kedushas. That means if Yantiv and Shabbos are back to back, I can make an error of going to the west on Yantiv and going to the east on Shabbos. It's two different holidays. It's two different days. It's 2 days. Chachamim ha-mesupek. So remember the two shaylas? Mm-hmm. One shaylas, can you go one? Each way is a kula nechumrah. Going to make an erev in opposite directions, that's the kula to say it's 2 days. What's the kula to say it's 1 day? Do you remember, Yossi, what the kula is
you
to say it's
1 day? Make one erev. If it gets eaten up, it's
if it gets eaten up the first day. The kula is, if the erev gets eaten up the first day. So remember, Rabbanan.
It covers both days.
Yeah. So quite, if Chachamim would know for sure it's Kedusha Achas, then you wouldn't have to make an Erev both days. So remember, Rabbi Lev said, Halai, ah, you hold like me. He said, no, I'm Mesupik. The Gemara says, in Lamed Ches, Rabbanan Mesupik, Mesapkalu. Parenthetically, B'shas Yom to Kedusha Achas, Chavei Bains Kedush. V'hocha L'chumra, Mas Hocha L'chumra, then Yochal Arev Beis Luchas. He goes L'chumra, you can't marry in both directions, the Mechad of Kedusha. So he goes L'chumra. Frank Rabbi Kivega, Hakaimon the Okavan, the Kaimon Suffolk, heir of Kosher, Havlele Meza Lukula. Steerus Hasug Yisrael. We hold Suffolk, heir of Kosher. So what do you go, Hakaluchumra, Havlechumra? What do you say? So if you're Mesupik, you should go Lukula, Havlele Meza Lukula. What does it mean? And on Friday, you can go to the east 4,000, and on Shabbos, you can go to the west. This is not a Tati Zasasvi.
That's not a Tati Zasasvi.
Right? Here's Safik Lakula. So you want to know, can I make an Erev? If it's Kedush Achas, you can't make an Erev in both directions, like 1 day. But it's a Safik, maybe it's 2 days. So Safik Erev is Kasher, so I should be able to go 2,000 to the east and 2,000 to the west.
Rely on that.
Amazing Kasher, right? Amazing Kasher. I wonder if anybody asked this, realize this. We speak it out because I've been sitting on this Rabbi Kivega for three since Moitzei Shabbos, I think. Reisa b'chadush Evan Oizer. Again, the Evan Oizer. There's one Achron who did a good job on this sugya, the Evan Oizer. He's not as famous as Rabbi Kivega. He's a big poisek. Reisa b'chadush Evan Oizer. Shram shekosef the Rabbanon Svile k'Rabbi Yosi. Ah, Rabbanon hold like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rabbi Meir. See, now we have that old question. Can you be Mekel without a Cheskas Heter? So we're Mekel, Safik Erevin, without a Cheskas Heter. So the Evan Ozer says, Shekos Rabbanon Sfi like Rabbi Yosi. I want to hold like Rabbi Yosi. That what? That you can't be Mekel with Safik unless you have a Cheskas Heter. The Memakam Cheskas Chum Beso, the Lechas Chazok Negdo, Safik Rabbanon Lechula Ayim Sham. So that's the Evan Ozer's answer. His answer is that you can't, these, it has to come out lahalacha, not this way. But the Gemara is not shver. The Chachamim hold Safik, you go l'chumra both ways, because they hold like Rabbi Yosi, that there's a cheskas trumbesai. You want to be removed without a cheskas heter, you can't remove from the cheskas trumbesai. So the Evan Ezra gives a brilliant answer to this kasha, that the Rabbanon Azle Ocha L'chumra and Ocha L'chumra. Mm-hmm. I Safik is Eber is Kasher. Because they hold like Rabbi Yosi that Safik Eber is Kasher only when you have a Chazaka to counteract the Cheskas Tchum Beisai. But Rabbi Kivega outsmarted the Evan Ezer. Rabbi Kivega. L'adfinas dit the Dvarav Einan Maspikim. Snish Genuk. Ad Kan Tzorch Lomer Achas Mishteim. You got to say one of these two things. Let me see if I can chop this. This gets there. It gets very deep. Al korchet zechom achas mishdeim. Oy, either the la'olam kosh efshel amida cheskas tchum beso ma'amidim oso. If I can give him cheskas tchum beso,
you
You should give it to him, even though
he said Afrikaans. So after country sussel beyama echard pemakame ruvo. See, that's the shot. See, now let's focus. The first day zicha works. They were for the first day. But it's klushach, it's a shtei klushes. They were for the first day works. Now we want to know what's the second day, right? The first day of.
So where's he saying
she'ef shel
hamida? You should always put
him on chesed. So we'll soon see what he says. Odlo, so he says, achas v'shtem, oy, either say this way or that way. You see, he's going to have cheshbin, tremendous cheshbinish. The la'olam, oy, either you say this way. The la'olam, always, kol she'ef shel hamida ad chesed chum peso. So even though the first day was kind of to the east, first day, what happened to this guy? He made a ray of the first day to the east, second day to the west. Now, should we say Mamid Antchubeso?
No.
Or not?
No, he has a good Erev.
He has a good Erev the other way.
Yeah.
So, after Kanshias of Yom Echad, B'makom Eruvo, but on the second day, Chesos Chumbeso. He's clearing Rabbi Kivay. Maybe you'll say this way. Even though the first day he wasn't in his house, the first day he was over there. Now you want to know, the second day, can he go the other way?
He's
going to
say that there's no
chazaka. So he says, you could say that.
Maybe there's no chazaka there.
Yeah. But maybe he could say that. Right. Maybe he can say that. Even though the first day he had an error of going that way. But in the second day, it comes back. Or else, Tomer. The cave in the corner base of a muck Erev Shom base of Makoma. Or you'll say, the cave in the corner base of a muckam Erev, since he was kind of that first day of a muckam Erev, Shom base of Makoma, that's his house. He doesn't have Chesed Chum base, so this man, the first day was Yantav Shabbos, he was living by his Erev. For Elah Midal Chesed Chum Makom Eruvai.
Even for the second day?
Yes. Chesed Chum Eruvai. So he says, Vash Tikshay, the Chol Tzad. Anyway, you say it, Shvet. And as he's saying, Rabbi Kivayga, what are you doing the first day at an Erev one way? Now you want to know, can you make the second day the Erev the other way? Do we say, well, the second day, you put him back, Bechesed Chum Beiso? Or do you say, no, keep the old Chazakas? He says, Mamanavshach. He says, Hashtik Shei L'chol Tzad. Im Tomar Bet Kitzad HaRishoin. Should be a Chaf. Im Tomar Kitzad HaRishoin. First Tzad. That the second day is Chum Chum Beiso. Lo Mabinim Osol Cheskas Chum Beiso. Im Ken Yerashai Lo Mary Ruv Berishon Mizrach Vasheni Kamei Iri. So why can he say? He can say the first day. Remember all those cases. It's not only one day one way, one day the other way. If you're going to say the second day is a Ches Chas Tchum Beso, so let him say the second day. Let him say the second day.
I got a bird.
Is the
Eruv or something?
Is the Erev from the second day? Now, I mean, now automatically it leaves him stranded. Is that what's happening? He's ultimately left stranded by
Nabuchadnezzar
back to B'nai.
This is suffering.
He's stranded over on the other side.
Come back.
The second day, the first day,
has to come
the automatic
back before Benesh Moshes. And
the moment it comes back.
But it doesn't, because as long as he's an Erev, he took it away.
Right, I understand.
And it has to go exactly till...
I know, which second? We have to work the millisecond. Which millisecond does it come back?
There's no...
Yeah, I understand. Well, this may be totally... T'chilas Yom Kohen Erev Sof Kohen. Here we may get into the problem of T'chilas Yom Kohen Erev Sof Yom Kohen Erev. But Rabbi Kivayga says, if you're going to say the second day, you put him on Chesed Chum Beiso, so why can't he say the first day, I'll go to this direction. The second day, I'll be in my house. And now he's a Chesed Chum Beiso on the second day. So even Rabbi Yossi should be Mekel. With Chesed Chum Beiso, Rabbi Yossi is the Mekel. So let him do the first day, go to the west.
Go the opposite direction.
No, that you can't do because Chesed Chum Beiso, and he's no, that's like Evan Eisen said. He can't go in the opposite direction because he's assuming the first Tzad that the second day you still have Chesed Chum Beiso. Even though the first day you had an Erev to that direction, but after the first day is over, the second day you have Chesed Chum Beiso.
Yeah, but he could go 2,000 feet from his house.
So now he's asking, so according to this, you should be able to say, according to the Chacham.
First day he goes 4,000.
Even according to Rabbi Yossi,
one direction. Second day,
I'll be home. Im Kain, Yei Rashai Lomar, Eruv Berishon L'Mizach, Vasheni K'nei Yirei. And the Mishnah says you can't do it. If we're going like Rabbi Yossi, and you're following Chazaka, you should be able to do this. So even though it's a suffix on the second day's Erev, but he has a Cheskas Tchum Beisai. The Shem Beis Kedusha saying. Maybe there are Beis Kedushas. And that now you don't have a Chazaka against him, because on the second day it's Cheskas Tchum Beisai. Umasayla Cheskas Tchum Beisai. Vigam Af. Now he says, he goes even more. He says even more. It's like Frankenstein, his machine is ruling over the humans.
So let's go to the other choice.
She may have
to go both ways.
Both ways. Why? I look at the second day. We're going now with the logic that the second day he's Tchum Beisai. Kevin Dal Kobonim. Kona Erev v'chad sad, v'nestalik m'tchum beso, sveiko l'ocha. So what's he saying?
He took away the chazoka, so once it takes away the chazoka, you now it's a suffix. And the suffix, you go in the other direction.
But isn't he going now with the sad now that the second day you have the chazkas t'chum beso?
No, he took away. He went back to the other side. They took it away.
No, but he's going still with the first side.
Really?
Yeah. Afterwards, he said, "V'gam afi mutal have the beis ruchos, kiven al kopanim kona erev v'chad sad, v'nestalik mutchum beisai."
So it returns, or it means
on the first day.
It doesn't return.
Does mean on the first day?
Yeah, but he's going in the first side, the second day. So it's coming with the kodok erev v'chad sad. Can you mutal have the beis ruchos, kona erev v'chad sad? No, it means like. That means if you hold Kedusha Achas, then even the second day he's not in it, is biased. If you hold Kedusha Achas.
Once he goes there, that's it.
So you can't divide, it's like one long day. So
but, he can get back.
See,
home.
We're assuming the second day is Cheskas Tchum Beisai, but that's only if you hold Shtei Kedusha.
So that's
his erev the whole for both days.
Right. So but at least he can get back home.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He can get back home.
Yeah. So he's saying, that means in one side, if you're going to say kedusha achasein, v'nistal b'tchum beisa sveikol akel. So in other words, you can't use your cheskas. What do you want to answer it? This cheskas tchum beisai, but it's only if you hold shtei kedushas. Kedusha achas is no cheskas tchum beisai. That's why he's saying you can be makel. Even if you hold the second day, this cheskas tchum beisai, but that's only if shtei kedushas.
Right.
If kedusha achas, so you can be even makel like Rabbi Yossi. Vim tomer. Now what about the tzara sheni? They say no. The chazak vim tomer tzara sheni. They came to chana tchum b'makam eruvah. Since it's chana tchum b'makam eruvah, maybe not cheskas tchum b'makam eruvah. So we want to give a chazaka. So now we'll use the logic. Since the first day he was going 2,000, put his erev 2,000 times to the west, let's say. Yeah. So now his chazaka is that he's going to the west. So he asks.
Now
he asks the other way. Nechal Berisha. He asks if the erev got eaten up the first day, Safik erev is kasha. If the erev got, he should be able to let him go the second day. In that direction, in Kenechol, Eruv Merishon, Amen Yotzlav B'Sheni. Why don't you say Safik Erev Kosher?
Oh, it's Sveikol Hakol L'Shemachad Kedusha. The Safik is maybe it's one Kedusha.
Yeah, name is Sveikol Hakol L'Shemachad Kedusha. Masai L'Cheslus Chum Eruve. And he has a chazaka because now Rabbi Kivay is going with the tzad that the chazaka of the first day continues.
You can say more than that. You should be able to go in the other direction.
No.
Because once you get rid of the cheskas tchum
beisai. He's assuming now that there's chazaka. There's a chazaka. Your chazaka is not in your house. The chazaka is over there.
But that's gone. That's
no. Now he's assuming.
If it was good.
The chazaka means that
how because you be for the second day.
Because if you hold Shabbat Kedusha. So he asks. So the Erev got eaten up. So it's Safek. You have a chazaka. Says so Yeski Mamanashach and Evan Eiser. The Evan Eiser says, oh, the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yossi. So we kvega with these cheshbonos. It doesn't help. Even quote Rabbi Yossi, it should be Safek Erev Kasher. Because you're not going against the chazaka in these cases. So he's mesupik the Eruv. So Rabbi Kivega tracked it a little deeper. And he's mesupik when the first day, if you have an Eruv, the second day, do we assume the chazak is now tchumbeso? Or assume the chazak is by the Eruv? Maman of Shachev, you learn, it should be mutter like Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Kivega goes off. I mentioned this briefly in the daf, to make a chiluk with suffing metzias and suffing din. There are no terrors. So we have a steer. The Gemara on Lamechet says, Rabban Sfuki Misapkalu, and you go is go Lachumra. Safik Erev is kosher. So what do you mean you're going Lachumra? You should say Safik Erev is kosher. So Rabbi Kivega wants to be Mechabit of Safik Machloikis, Safik Indina, Safik Metzias. And they be
Kakush. I don't like my sword because I have a sword that once he makes. Safik Tumbeso is a real Chazaka. All it does, when he makes the Erev on the other side, let's say on the right side, on the Mizrach side, is it takes away the Chazaka Tchumbeso. It takes away Tchumbeso, but it doesn't make a Chazaka, because it's another day is another day. It doesn't have a Chazaka.
Rabbi Kivega is Mesupik to me.
From one day.
Rabbi Kivega is Mesupik. This is Rabbi Kivega's suffix. That's what Kivega says. How do you die? This is Rabbi Kivega's lum. He's climbing with the thumb, Rabbi Kivega. The second day.
But I understand, but I'm asking him even further down, Kivega. You should be able to go in the other direction altogether because Chazaka Tchumbeso you don't have. This one.
So then you have Chazaka the other way or
that? That Chazaka you don't have. Nobody says.
Why? Because if it's Chad Yaima, then you're still stuck over there?
If it's not.
So yeah, but you have a Chazaka. But so then again, you go with the Chazaka.
If it's not.
See, that's the Ebenezer. That's what the Ebenezer is saying. See, that's maybe what the Ebenezer. You can't go the other way because you have a chazaka to go this way. And if you hold Yom Arich, if you hold this Ad Kedusha, so your chazakas, they can only go that way. So we can't permit them to go the other way.
Does chazaka carry over from one day to another?
Well, that's Rabbi Kivega's thing. What's this? How are you done the second day?
Kedusha Arich, yes.
No, but so, see, the two issues, the Kedusha Arich, the Kedusha. And how do you judge the chazaka? How do you judge the chazaka? What chazaka do you have? The first day, we know he has an Erev in that direction. That's undisputed. Now, we want to know, when that day is over, what's his chazaka?
I don't know.
That's what Rabbi Kivega says. Mamanavsha. So Rabbi Kivega says, whatever you want to tell me, that's what Rabbi Kivega twists us around his fingers, and he says, in this case, in that case, no matter how you're going to learn it, Shver. V'nevika kushi yeshlom.
Okay.
V'nevika kushi yeshlom. L'fichom mashkosav amichas yankiv. Deicha deskap kolitana atzmo adin machlim misveikav bedrabon. Minchas Yankiv, the heilige Minchas Yankiv, doilei paiskim, says that safik drabon lekula, not when it's a safik didin. You don't go safik drabon. The whole kash is safik erev is kosher. So when did we say safik is kosher in metzias? You don't know what it burnt. You don't know when it became tamei. Here, you don't know what the din is.
Is this true? All over Shas, this is true?
It's amazing.
He's making a statement that, because we have a problem in there, if we make a statement like
Michas Yankov, just enjoy the ride, Tzvi.
Is this true? Shulchan Aruch, they don't learn it that way. Whenever this is something I'm on, they always say the cooler. It's half the time.
What do we know, Tzvi? What do we know? Tzvi is saying, I learned something about Lakul. I mean, never made such
half
a chill.
You
don't learn Michas Yankov enough.
It's a
shy. Neither me nor I. I'll be honest, it was a surprise to me. It was a surprise to me, too. But you know, let's learn this. See, a lot of say chasaf is something yidia. It's not a suffix. I don't know. It's something that could be known. I'm all the sfeikas on lamin hey. He's quoting him. He's quoting. Well, he's saying he's giving an answer. He has a kasha. He says, I found the Michas Yankov. He'll answer my problem. He's going to shlug him up. He's going to shlug him up. It's not a suffix yidia. All the ones in the Mishnah, because nobody knows. You can't know. What you can't know is not.
Klapi Shemaya, it's known. Klapi Shemaya, is there such a thing as Bein Hashmashes?
Maybe. Yeah. What do you think? Just we don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, granted, there is a ritva. I think that there's a Shaila Rish in that, Bali Machshava.
It's an
absolute suffix. Maybe Hashem does know, but we don't know. But nobody knows. Something you can't know is not Chisor Yedia. Chisor Yedia means you can know, but you happen not to know. But if the whole world doesn't know, so it's not a Chisor Yedia. In him case, he says, if you don't know the din, You know, shtei kedush l'dash. It's like a chesan yediyah. So now we have the svar tzvi. Why sveik and the din is different? It's like a suffix, you don't know something, so that doesn't make it a good suffix. You gotta go lechum even in the Rabbanim. Imkain, Hag Rabban Atzma Mesapul Adin. Oh, Rabbanim Mesupik, if it's Chad the Kedusha Trey Kedush, Im Yantav Shabbos Chad the Kedusha Ninu, Ogdeis Kedusha Sein, Rachim Besveiko. Achnagushi Rishon, Rabbi of Chatzi Yomen, Mechasi Hashemis. See, this answers our Sugya that we learned today, but as an answer is kash about other Shulchan Aruch, that if you don't know which Erev is kaina, you're stuck. The Me'amaspar b'pashta the sugya. What we learned in the sugya is in Erev, not now. Muchat Rabbi Yudah savored tchum in Doraisa. Midrichim b'safek Erev. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, he has machmen safeg erev.
Well, that could be even if it's some drabana.
Well, we'll see. So far, I mean, yeah.
That's what he just said.
Well, we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda, safeg tchum in derais, mit dem machmer besafeg erev. The doichak loimer, Rabbi Yehuda machmet fei besfeke drabana in Rabbi Yossi. It's doichak. If you say that below cheskas isa safeg drabana lechumra. We don't want to, So Rabbi Yehuda, why is Rabbi Yehuda machmir by Safek Erev? Because he holds Safek, it's Zoraisa, Tchum Zoraisa. To be sugi per kam de beitza, dochak luk me breis de sveiko osa be Safek treifa. The Gemara says sveiko osa, right? It says not breisa, sveiko osa. So Gemara asks, Bishlam, if it's Zoraisa, sveiko osa, but it's Rabbanan, why is sveiko osa? Vahadun is Arev, be'elof kulmasuris, muki, Rabbi Yehuda, the sphere of Dibra Yeshua, the Chushadak Leminus Lo Batal. See, it says two dinim in the Brisa. It says Safek Lakula and Be'elof Lo Batal. Samar says, why is Be'elof Lo Batal an egg? It's not always counted. Remember, S, Kol. Samar says, the Chushadim Slo Batal. And we came to Muk of Rabbi Yehuda. Once he's establishing it like Rabbi Yehuda, Luki Bepashi Besafrik Yantif, came to Yehuda Safek the Rabban Lachul. Rabbi Kiveg is just bringing a Goynish arrive from a Sugyan Beta. That even Rabbi Yehuda holds Safik Drabbanan Lakula. Don't even think that Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer, or else the Gemara in Beya didn't have to say that it's Safik Treif over there, it's a Safik Daraisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds Safik Drabbanan is Lachumra because he's Machmer and Safik Erev. Elevadi Nir at the time Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer and Safik Erev. So it's Chum Daraisa. So that's Rabbi Kiveg is saying one Hanacha. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yossi. He's Machmer and Safik Erev because he holds Erev Chum is Daraisa, like the Gemara says in Rabbi Meir. So the Rush learned that way. Rabbi Yehuda is mach when the Mishnah Lamed Hay. Savek, Megalgam by night, by day. You don't know when it rolled away. You don't know when it got burned. So Rabbi Yehuda is mach. Maybe he's the old Tchumim is the Oiraisa. Ach, Kosh al Zem is Sugyadev. Lamed Zayin Amed Beis. V'leim le'tanet ve'ayohu, who's machmer a safek erev, right? Right. Tanet ve'ayohi is the one who's machmer.
No brayer.
Right. Oh, you can't do brayer. Tanet ve'ayohu. So hakeven da'yo masni came shmei Rabbi Yehuda. Ain't much this feel like Rabbana name brayer. The Gemara is looking for a mandama that holds midrabbana name brayer. We're looking for a mandama that midrabbana name brayer. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, so say Levi Tamei Ayoyu, because Rabbi Yehuda is machmir by brayer. But Rabbi Yehuda holds tchum is daraisa. There's a big gash for the Gemara in Erev. The Rabbi Yehuda savar tchum is daraisa. So it's, the Gemara is looking, who's the one who holds that Safek, you say Ein Breira even by a Drabbana? And Gemara says, say it's Ayoy. And who's Ayoy according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ayoy was Tani Ayoy was Rabbi Yehuda. Remember we brought the like Masnisim and Tani Ayoy, they erased the Mishnah, they erased the Braisa. So the Gemara says, why didn't it say Ayoy that he holds that by Drabbana you don't hold Breira? Why? What is Ayoy talking about? Tchumim, but it's not the Rabbanan. Could Rabbi Yehuda tchumim is daraisa? Oh, there's nobody. We didn't ask. Vavadei, this we didn't ask, and I would not anyway. Vavadei, look at the maimer, the mess hochi kamer. Look at the bright name brera, kayo, shimshum daraisa. Gemara doesn't mean that. This is not the pashut pshat. Gemara means who holds that ain brera by drabonin. So Gemara says, establish it like ayoi, that tchum is daraisa, and that's why you say ain brera. It's not the flow of the Gemara. Dim kain, my mishani Allah lo shmi olay. Come on, masnisa mukhre mevri the savit chum daraisa. If that's the whole point, we know Rabbi Yudol's Tchum Daraisa from the Mishnah. Look at Braisa Libay, the Tchum Daraisa. Kushizu b'sev v'kab v'nesana. The kab v'nesana faked the cash. Venerally. Okay. Now we're going to get to the geshmak of part, Rabbi Yisrael. Zakt Rabbi Kivay.
If we hold
Tchum
Daraisa, an
Erev
could help. We talked about
Yes.
An Erev could help.
Yes. There's another raya, you mean. There's another raya that if you hold Tchum Daraisa, we mentioned that. I mentioned that in the Daf, the Osamech's Raya. L'chora is another Raya. That if Yochum Tum Daraisa, an Erev can help. From Tani Ayoy. Right? What's the case of Tani Ayoy? What was his case? Remember his case? But it was by Erev. It was by Erev. And we're saying, Rabbi Yudol Tum Daraisa. So you can say, ain't Brera, but an Erev would work. So I mentioned it from the Osamech. He brings another raya, but yes, we mentioned the daf that if you hold tchum daraisa, we said if you hold tchum daraisa, you can make an erev tchum. Erev tchum sounds like a little, you know. The oilam was very skeptical about the erev tchum. I live in my house, my big house. I put a little food there, a little bottle of peanut butter. I live over there, but, you know. Like, so maybe it's only if tchum is abonin, it's a cool. So yes, he's reminding us that you see, if you hold tchum daraisa, you can make an erev tchum. That's a svar the mesim. So he says, "Vnilu l'choyeshlah, beik adin the suffik erv kashim misayf for that bun." Here's the Tyson Bay of the Tati the Sasri Tzvi. This is what fascinated Tzvi. Tzvi was I wasn't going to speak this out. Tzvi schlepped me into this Tyson Bay. Tyson Bay says he said it's a shaila there. Why you can't chop tavlin spices? You're not allowed. You're allowed to chop tavlin, but not salt. So Gemara says the Gemara gives two reasons. It's the Rabbanan. So he says, you can't be makel safed rabban lakula, because you can't be makel safed rabban kula if you can be makel both ways. Let's say it's a machlokes, and each way has a kula.
What was the case?
It's a case, the Gemara in Beitza is talking about, they give two different reasons why you're not allowed to chop salt or spices, I can't remember now. You can't chop one of them. And the Gemara gives two different reasons. The Gemara gives a kula for each way. So Taisa says you can't go Safik Rabban Lakula because since if you're gonna say Safik Rabban Lakula, you should be makel both ways, and you can't be makel both ways. One of the reasons has to be right. Cuts of Taisa Bebates and Daf Yadav, the Zelda Shine. Afghad Shasov and Acha Makel. Hayalukhal Echad Yesh Kula Vachumra. Each Svar.
Is this a classical content was that this was
it is. So not like the Mechas Yankiv. It is not like the Mechas Yankiv.
Is this a classical?
It's not like the Michas Yankiv. Tzvi says, Beferish Tyson Bates are not like the Michas Yankiv. That's why Tzvi always assumed not like the Michas Yankiv. Because, good point, Tzvi. Avdin l'chum ratkan l'shon. Vachinami b'safeg eirev. Every safeg eirev. It's a kula in a chumra. Yeah, it's a kula to go that way. But then you can't go the other way. Habikiyum ha'eirev v'vitulo l'chod sad yech kula v'chumra.
You're just pushing it over from here to here. It's not a kula chum.
So when you make an Erev, you're gaining over there and you lose over there. So if you're going to say Safik Lakula, you could be able to go in both directions. Remember, I told you my chavru said the Eloi. That same Eloi. Asked me that kasha by Sfiris Omer. Remember that kasha? Somebody asked me when I was
you
in yeshiva
be able to count and,
that we paskin in camp ben hashmashes. No, but it's tied to the sasve. The machaber paskins in camp svirus oimer since some drabbanan ben hashmashes because safi drabbanan lakula. So l'sum ben hashmashes is day or night. Safi drabbanan lakula ben hashmashes in count why shtei in shulchan aruch since taisim menachas samaches is svirus oimer zayin drabbanan. So you can assume ben hashmashes is night. Now the next day, let's see an encounter the next day. And you remembered Ben Hashmashes. So then you'll assume Ben Hashmashes is day, Lakula. So how could you be makel the first day that's night? The next day you'll be makel. It's day, it'll be a tarti desasri.
You could make a choice. I mean, the same day.
You gotta be consistent.
If you did
so Tyson,
it.
But Tyson Bates, it doesn't. So let Tyson Bates say that. Take a choice.
Yeah,
Tyson Bates, yeah, you can't take a choice.
Yeah, but over there, you're stuck. You're really stuck.
I mean, that case, you're really stuck. Usually means, this is beyond
okay,
the normal.
Okay, let's go on.
See, at least by the Arab, you set something up on both sides.
Usually means the same
that's
day.
That's your time. The de facto tonight. In the other case, by Sphira, you're...
See, you can't have it both ways.
The case of Kriyashma
and Rachas. The case of Kriyashma. You mean...
One Shabbos you can do this way, one time.
Because when you set up your Arab...
You mean plug a minchi, don't mean David Kamar.
You're de facto making a Kriyashma.
Oh, you can't do Tadi de Sasri. It's either day or night. On the same day, you can't do both. You can't read Kriyashma Shachas and Arvis between... Daybreak and sunrise.
It's a different day.
Now we took Rabbi Isai, a dialogue with the great base mayor.
Right, only if you hold it.
My blood, this is why I get very excited. Rabbi Kivega has this talks with his great friend, the base mayor. The Dolig, just like when you say Rabbi Kivega, you get goose pimples, I get the same goose pimples from the base mayor. The base mayor is a goin adir like Rabbi Kivega, who was a good friend.
At the same time.
Yeah. And they have tremendous letters pulling with each other. Barpluk, the Beis Meir, Rabbi Kivega. So Beis Meir wasn't zeicha to the fame of Rabbi Kivega, but Ani Akot Nomi is just as big as Rabbi Kivega. And Rabbi Kivega treats him like an equal. And I crossed it out, it's the Beis Meir. I apologize. Just it was Min HaShemayim, but it's the Beis Meir. He says, Beis Meir, the last few words. Be'esek Alacha, the Dante Lomi, Besfeka, the Dina, Bedrabana. Okay, new Shaila, Rabbi. Now we're going to get something new, Rabbi. You know, Davish Yesh Matirim is Asav Ad Rabbanan, you know that?
Wake up tomorrow, when it's
not. Davish Yesh Matirim, Sveik Ad Rabbanan, is Lachomer. Davish Yesh Matirim is Sveik Ad Rabbanan, Gmar Beitza. Just like Davish Yesh Matirim is Be'elof Lo Batal, so Gmar Ravashi and Be'i and Afdalut says, Davish Yesh Matirim is Sveik Ad Lachomer. That's one of the Gemara's teruts. The Gemara says, if it's only Drabbanan, why is fake a luchum? So Gemara says, it's a davish yesh l'matir. The Dante Loma, Rabbi Kivega wanted to say, b'sfeika the din of Drabbanan, avdash yesh l'matirim l'kula. Oh, now we get the other way, Tzvi. Now, sfeika the dina, even by davish yesh l'matirim, it's l'kula. So this is like the opposite of the Minchas Yankiv. Now we're being more makel by a sfeika the dina, suddenly. After Dov Shishu Matirim Lekula, can she cause a prichodesh baruchayim? The Mashkosh of Ran didn't muktzah lechatzis Shabbos. You know, it's a shailing man beitz a chavavam in beiz. Yesh muktzah lechatzis Shabbos, ain't muktzah lechatzis Shabbos. That means Yitzchak. If something becomes muktzah in the middle of Shabbos and then becomes mutter, do you say migdas chatzoy in the middle of the day?
Correct.
So the Rishonim say the Rosh and the Ran, even the pluktehi, it's machloikis pluktehi, naktin and lahakel be muktzah the rabban. It's Davishish Lamatirim. It's Davishish Lamatirim. So why be Mimekel? It's Davishish Lamatirim. After we Davishish Lamatirim.
Why is Davishish Lamatirim? Because we wait till tomorrow?
Yeah. Mikomakom, Kivan, Davi Plukt, and Akin, and Keklodis, and Mechola Talmud, Shison Hachamekel. The Einlon Lachmet El Besafik Metzis. Now we need an opposite Svara, but it's in the Michas Yankov. He wanted to be Machman Safik Rabbanim by a Plukta. Now we go through the opposite direction. That the whole din of Shish Matim is only Safik Metzias. But as Safik Plukta, you're not Machmir Ad Rabbanan and Davi Shish Matim. Avlo B'Safik Plukta. You know what the Sfar is? You know what the Sfar is, I think? I think he's going to say it, Mirab Kivega. Yeah, I think he's going to say it. Vagoin Neiro Yor, Rotzel Lechalik. Vagoin Neiro Yor, Rotzel Lechalik. So this is what the Beis Meir is going to say. He's going to explain it. In the base mayor, that's his friend, the guy in the base mayor. The Yeshlam, the Davka b'sfeika the Plukta, Machlokes Gdoilim, Plukta, Machlokes, or b'beis Lishni b'shas, one Lush knows this way, one knows that way. Kevin the Yoslun Chazal HaKlal b'shal Sofim Ochah Meik. See, now he's going to give a svara why Savik Plukta is different. Because we have a Klal, you paskin like the Meikel. So it's not like me Savik, you paskin like the Meikel. See, Safik Metzias, you can't paskin what the Metzias happened. And you say, okay, Safik Shish Matirim, wait till tomorrow. But if it's a Safik Plukta.
If it goes both ways to make you?
No, you can't be sadly the Sasre. No. But you can bait, we're not talking with it, to cool it both ways. No. Now we know the svar. Now we have a svar of why and a sveka plukta by the rabbanon. We don't care to tavish shlamatir. Wait till tomorrow. We paskin and a suffik rabbanon. We paskin like the megal.
It's not a suffik. It's what he's saying.
Right.
He's really saying there's no suffik. Right.
He's saying it's a klalim psak, and maybe we paskin that way. When it's a mitzias, you make it, okay, maybe it's this. You can't, the rabbanon can make the mitzias. The fact that rabbanon can make the psak, it can make the mitzias.
It's
all kabloni. The pasku came bad, you've been kono. The halacha kabloni, so mikre sveika. Of a savig di ba. So Beis Meir says, that's good. This is the Beis Meir's chiluk. That's good. When it's a machloikis, so you pass in this way. But a diboya, like yesh muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos, yesh muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos, it's not a machloikis. It's a shayla in the Gemara. It's an unresolved shayla. Yesh muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos, yesh muktzah l'chatzis Shabbos. Yesh shav kama kol safik d'rabbana. So that's not a safik plukta. You can't say, right. Well, we vade pask in that way. Right. When it's a machloikis paiskim, you say it's klalei apsak. But if it's a shayla in the Gemara, so... Savig Rabbanu Machriya Shaila of the Gemara. They should be Sveik or Luchumra at Kandavara.
Why aren't they Paschal? If there's a Shaila in the Gemara, the Gemara Paschal. That's the way you do
it. Yeah, but the Gemara remained with the Shaila. The Gemara did not resolve the Shaila. So you want to say, okay, I can be Makel, but you can be Machriya, the Shaila. It's not like Chloe a Psak that you can Paschal like this Mandamar. When it's two opinions, you can say, okay, the Psak follows this opinion by the Rabbanu.
So every Teiko, you have to go look over.
But put it this way, by Davish Yishlo Matirin. Right. You're just saying Davish Yishlo Matirin.
We always go Lechumra by Teiko.
Don't
we? Don't we always go
Lechumra by Teiko? Not by the Rabbanon, Savi Rabbanon Lekur, not necessarily.
Isn't it by Shabbos, whatever use you may have of something, and it's okay, but once you have no further use for it, it becomes...